You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, we'll get the details on how best to see what could be the most exciting meteor shower of the year.
First, steady rainfall and warm but not extreme temperatures are helping the corn crop develop. With similar conditions predicted over the next couple of weeks, experts say this year's corn crop could be a big one.
While it's still early to predict what the harvest might look like in the fall, these weather conditions could mean the country will have an overabundance of corn later this year. The combination of a bumper crop and low prices means potential financial losses for farmers for the second year in a row.
Mark Gold is with us now to talk about the corn crop and how it impacts farmers this year and for next season. He's managing partner at Top Third Ag Marketing, LLC. He's a regular guest on Iowa Public Television's Market to Market, a regular analyst on the U.S. Farm Report, and a former 20-year member of the Chicago Board of Trade. Mark, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob.
Well, it seems maybe counterintuitive. A great year so far anyway for growing corn could ultimately be bad news for farmers. What are, assuming weather trends hold, what are farmers looking at by the end of the season?
Well, we're looking at near record crops. We might not have record yields, but with the amount of acres we planted in the ground, we're certainly looking at production somewhere north of 14.5 billion bushels of corn. And there are some early predictions out there for over 15 billion bushels. So we have a lot of corn, and this means that the carryouts, the amount of grain that will go into the bins unused, could approach 2.5 to 3 billion bushels, which is an awful lot of corn to be sitting in storage.
Now, prices, I understand, were already pretty low in recent years. Lots of corn means they'll probably stay low, maybe get lower. So I guess a question is, why was so much corn planted this year?
Well, farmers love to plant corn. They love to plant it, grow it, and harvest it. And they're counting on big yields to offset lower prices. So if a farmer produces, in general, 150 bushels to the acre, if he can get the right weather, he can go up to 200 bushels an acre, which makes a big difference in his net farm income. Now, if they've done a decent job of marketing, not only did they have good crops, but they're going to have good prices as well. The guys that didn't do the marketing are the guys that are going to be suffering this year.
Now, give us a little corn 101. First of all, how much of this corn we're talking about is stuff that I'm going to buy at the grocery store and eat myself versus might come to me in the form of a livestock product?
Well, the corn we're talking about is feed corn, which means it's going into livestock, chickens, swine, cattle, and none of it virtually will be consumed by the American public as a crop. The American consumer consumes sweet corn, not field corn. So the corn we see at Dominick's or Jewel is the corn that's grown mainly in the South, so it's ready for the 4th of July weekend, and that's the sweet corn we all know and love. The corn that the market is trading is the field corn that gets fed to livestock and exported around the world as a feed source.
So these low corn prices, bad news for farmers, but abundance of feed corn, low prices, does this mean good news for livestock operations and maybe for consumers when it comes to things like milk, meat, other products?
Absolutely. What's good for the farmer isn't necessarily good for the consumer and vice versa. So we've got cheap corn prices, which will help meat production at lower prices, milk production at lower prices, chicken, hogs, all of that. So that can be helpful for the American consumer. Now, are they going to really see that at the counter? You know, there's such a small part of the price that you see at the grocery store counter. It's such a small part of that is the grain input part of it. But it should make a little bit of a difference out here.
Talking to agriculture expert Mark Gold about a big crop predicted for corn, low prices, maybe bad news for farmers. Mark, when do farmers lock in on the price they're actually going to sell their corn for? As I, in my limited understanding, they're not going to wait till all the corn is ready, go out and find a buyer and find out what the price is. Is that right?
Well, generally, you know, for about 150 years of marketing, the American farmer was taught by his grandfather, who taught the son, who taught the grandson, don't sell the crop until you get it in the bin. There are ways to manage the risk long before harvest, but farmers were always very skittish about selling something that they didn't know was actually going to be there, whether because of drought or hail or whatever the circumstances. But now in today's marketing environment, they have insurance which guarantees them so many bushels to market. So we're seeing more and more farmers looking ahead and trying to price crops well before harvest, which is generally the best time to look at marketing your grain.
Now, at the start of the growing season, when farmers are making the decision of what to plant, what kind of predictions were we seeing for the weather this year? Was it thought that this is going to be a great year for growing corn?
Well, unfortunately, there were all too many of these weather gurus out there that were predicting a record drought, record heat in July, and corn yields taking a big tumble. And a lot of farmers didn't want to sell anything because they were so worried about this drought. As it turned out, we've had near-perfect conditions. We have great genetics on the seeds which grow the corn, and we're looking at possibly record yields along with big acres out here. So these forecasts, which turned out to be totally incorrect, prevented a lot of farmers from doing the right thing.
What would have been the right thing in that situation, do you think?
Well, for us, what we had recommended to our clients, we had a nice rally in corn from 360 up to 440 a bushel. We were certainly advising them to go ahead and make what we call cash forward sales so they could lock in the price at the elevator for delivery in November. And we also suggested that they use what's called a put option, which is like an insurance policy that they can buy to protect the higher prices. If prices go to $5 or $6 a bushel, they'll lose 20 cents a bushel for that insurance policy, but if prices collapse as they have, then they can be protected with that higher-priced insurance policy. So there were things to do, and the farmers did have an opportunity, but many of them were too scared to take advantage of it because of these dire forecasts.
A lot of farmers locked into selling this corn now at what looks like it's going to be low prices. How bad a news is it for farmers around the Midwest, Mark? Is this dire? Are a lot of people going to be going out of business? Or is this, you know, a blip, a bad hit, something they could bounce back from next season?
Well, it all depends on how their credit and financial condition is and the relationship like with their agricultural lender. We've had at harvest two fairly cheap prices out here last year and this year. They withstood the first year. The second year now, if they haven't done the marketing and if prices do move lower through harvest, they're looking at selling grain well under the cost of production. Now, if they put money away, if they've got a good relationship with their ag lender, there will be, you know, plenty of money available for these guys. The guys where it's really tight and haven't had a marketing plan and are operating at big losses will have more trouble this year than past years obtaining capital to run their farms.
I wonder, looking ahead, does it make sense for a farmer who's primarily doing feed corn maybe next year to think, okay, I'm still going to mostly do that, I'm going to hedge with a more variety of crops, or do the economies of scale militate toward, no, stick with as much feed corn as you can get in that situation?
Well, one of the things that farmers look at is what they call a crop rotation. They generally don't like to put corn and corn and corn year after year on the same fields because it depletes a lot of the nutrients out of the soil. So they will generally have what's called a 50-50 rotation with soybeans. Now, when soybean prices get incredibly high, will they shift more acres to beans and less to corn? Yeah, they will. But for the most part, farmers like to plant corn. They'll pretty much stick with their rotations. And again, if we get the corn in the ground in a timely fashion next year, then we're looking at another potentially big crop. My guess is, so many times when these forecasters all gang up and talk about a drought in a specific year, a lot of times it's the next year that the drought hits. So you have to consider that Mother Nature takes care of excesses and takes care of surpluses as well.
Mark, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks very much.
That's Mark Gold, managing partner at Top Third Ag Marketing LLC. Join us to talk about what looks like a bumper corn crop and how it'll affect farmers.